And now to the classroom with the question, why are teachers giving up on teaching? Recent reporting in the Wall Street Journal tells us in the first 10 months of 2018, public educators quit at the highest rate since the Labor Department started tracking all of that back in 2001. Matenga Ragatz is Stateside's education contributor with us now via Skype. Matenga, what's driving teachers out of the classroom at this record rate?
Cindy, it's such a sad story because teachers are the nicest people in the neighborhood and people go into the profession with the biggest heart and they just pour everything they have with no expectation of getting anything back. But I'm telling you, legislators and decision makers have lost the plot. You know, the purpose of education has now become a race for test scores and a springboard to just like instant debt without guarantee. And now we are no longer talking about, you know, how many kids have reasonable skill sets for success. We talk instead about how many kids are applying for college.
So am I hearing you say it is the legislative fingers in the pie and this whole, you know, teaching to test that has changed the environment?
It is. And I'm not going to just kind of tip it towards one side. It is just the culture that we've developed. And so because of that culture, we have this, you know, hyper focus on data collection, which implies more paperwork for teachers. And so, you know, the data collection needs a curriculum that is very specific, which is soul draining to the teachers. And so that also snowballs into, okay, now we have to put in these standards. And so what we are seeing is a culture of stress rather than as a culture to uplift the profession.
Are teachers who are leaving, by and large, maybe not a good fit for the profession? Or are we losing people who are so passionate about teaching, but they're burning out?
Yeah. And the ones that are leaving the fastest are the ones that are really, truly passionate. You know, the unrealistic expectations are just burning teachers. And so, you know, by unrealistic expectations, Cindy, I mean things like unmanageable class sizes, ineffective administrators, frivolous meetings, lack of materials, and nonsense regulations. And you know, I'd love for you to hear what Bobby Joe Kenyon, who's a 20-year business and biology high school teacher who also left the classroom. I'd love for you to hear what she has to say.
Teaching is getting tougher throughout the years. There's more on the shoulders of teachers. Accountability, especially when you work in an inner city school, where it is hard when you have kids coming in that are at third and fourth grade levels of reading and math.
You know, it's a very clear message of dissatisfaction. Matenga, where are teachers ending up when they leave the classroom?
You know, of course, it's a complex matter, and teachers, it's a very personal journey. But a lot of teachers are going into the consulting route. There's a lot of private businesses now that are in the education system, selling the education system, these big box curriculum or these books or strategies. And so a lot of these businesses are seeking out teachers to write their materials. And so a lot of them are going into consulting, and a lot of them also are going into coaching. They become instructional coaches as well.
And here you are. I mean, you were Michigan Teacher of the Year and you're in the National Teacher Hall of Fame and you're not in a classroom anymore.
I am not in the classroom. And for me personally, it was, you know, I'm an innovator. I'm a creative person. And it's really, really difficult here in Michigan to innovate from the inside.
What kind of impact is this having on student learning and school culture?
It has a big impact. And see, what we're seeing right now is just a revolving door of teachers. And we have just lower performance altogether, absenteeism. I think one of the biggest things that I see is this lack of organic community building. And there's just the human connection is lost because I don't feel that our interest is no longer the children, is more the outcome of the curriculum.
And I have to wonder how this hits the teachers left behind, especially the young teachers, those new faces in the schools who are starting their education careers, and they're seeing colleagues heading for the exits.
They are. They, not only are they seeing colleagues heading for the exits, but they're seeing a really toxic environment as well. And it, of course, I am painting a really wide brush because I'm sure there are pockets of schools that are really, really doing a good job. But the younger teachers especially, they're coming in with very little mentoring and very little preparation for really what they're about to, like the expectations of the job right now. And the unrealistic expectations has gotten to where we know people cannot keep up, and it's and especially because the pay is just does not equal the work that you have to do. As you know, many teachers have what we call the summer gig, which is a job in the summer so that you can pay your bills. And it's just, you know, it's an embarrassing situation.
What could districts, what could legislators and policymakers do to keep teachers from leaving?
You know, with all due respect, Cindy, I would love the legislators to go about sorting out the problems of the roads and let the school fixing for the people who are trained and have lots of experiences on how to fix the schools. And like my good friend Melody Arabu will tell you, you know, she agrees with what I am saying.
First and foremost, they need to listen to teachers. And I think we've come a long way in the last few years in bringing teachers into the conversation, but we're definitely not part of the decision making yet.
And one of the things that I would love for decision makers to start considering is like this one curriculum is not a fit for all. Just like, you know, one type of aspirin does not cure all the patients in an entire hospital. So what I mean by that is like our state is huge, and the requirements for kids in the UP might not be the requirements for kids in Flint. So allow teachers to customize the learning according to the needs of that community. So to the legislators, I say just hands off. Just let the people who trained to do this do the job.
Education commentator Matinga Ragatz. Matinga, thanks so much.
Thank you.